This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
Hey everybody, on this episode of the GH Report, we're going to pour one out for my two dads. Plus, we have a special guest. It's probably not going to be any surprise who it is. Let's do it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
That's right. Look at that. We're back. You tried to keep us away, and you couldn't do it. We're back again with another hot new episode of the GH Report right here on AfterBuzz TV, breaking down all the latest happenings in Port Charles. One of your hosts and the lesser of the panel, Frank Moran.
And I'm Carla Renata at the Curvy. Oh, wait. Yeah, no. Hey, I'm Carla Renata.
Okay, bitches, I'm back. I am James Lott Jr. Two T's, Lott. I'm back. Hi, guys.
Look at that.
Hey.
Glad to be here.
Why did he just pose when he said that? He's like, hi, guys.
Uh-huh, I'm ready.
That's right. That's how you got to plug your social media status. You got to pose.
Yeah,
got to hit the mark. Boom.
Mark, that's
there
right.
You go. Frank, I'll get ready to say that handle. Frank looks at me like, what the hell are you doing? I digress.
Yes.
Sorry.
But we are here. I'm so excited.
That's right. Look at this. James Lott Jr., it's always a pleasure when he graces us with his presence.
Thank you.
We know there's going to be some shade thrown.
Oh, yes.
Shady Sunday, baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sip some tea. Make that tea ready.
We're breaking down all the latest happenings in Port Charles. You know, we'll see. We'll try to dig into the news bag. It could be a very deep dive into there to see if we can pull out any sort of nugget for you. But before we do anything, how's everybody? I just want to get like a little lay of the land. Because James Lott Jr., it's been a while since you've been here. Mm-hmm. How's everybody feeling about General Hospital at this moment in time?
Okay, we're all going to disagree, I'm sure, but I actually am liking it these days. There are characters who aren't getting on my nerves that usually get on my nerves. Okay, and I'm like happy with that. I think there are some storylines that they're doing such an amazing job with, and well, I guess we'll talk about those because they were on this week. It's good to see people come back, which we had a few of that stuff happening this week. And then there are a few folks I wish storylines were a little better. But I'm liking all four soaps right now. I think all four soaps are doing fine. I like them all right now. So it's me,
Carla.
Oh, it's my turn to comment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I just have one question though. I mean, it was a good week this week. You know, it was easy. It was easier to keep track of what the hell was going on. That's for sure. But you know, my biggest question is, did Jordan have a cold? What was going on?
Everybody mentioned that. And I want to say something because my brother and I talked about that the other day, actually. And I think it's very clever that you really have real life happen. I think she was sick in real life.
But this is the thing. This is the thing that made me mad. So homegirl is coughing, hacking in the middle of people's dialogue. Some people's dialogue, you missed it because Miss Thing was coughing and hacking. And if she's sick, you know, okay, you sick. But I'm going to need somebody in the scene to acknowledge, say, excuse me, or something, just so they were just acting like it wasn't happening. I'm like, can we just acknowledge that a diva coughed in your face? Can we acknowledge that?
I didn't see hacking.
Even Frank, there was one moment where she said her lines and was walking off camera and hacked all the way off the camera. And I was like, can somebody just acknowledge that a sister is in pain and say, girl, get some tea. Somebody say something. Please. Like, I couldn't believe nobody said anything. Even Frank had to laugh at that. I never see Frank never laughs at anything out there, but he had to laugh at that. Because that was funny.
It was.
I thought it was kind of real. I thought this realism. I liked it. I kind of liked it. Sure, why not? Come on with it.
We don't watch soaps for real,
is it? Right, exactly.
All right, well, let's jump into the week. Let's talk about the storyline that I feel like maybe we're all happy is kind of reached an end, and that is Franco, Drew, and my two dads.
I love my two dads.
My two dads.
Me too.
I think I'm sorry for the storyline to end just because I won't hear you say my two dads anymore. Because gave me pure comedy pleasure on a weekly basis.
All right, so I want to talk about the ending of the story, because my two dads starts choking out Franco, and then he gets shot at what seems like maybe the kidney or something.
Yeah, it was low.
But that was it. He was gone under. And I felt like we were deprived.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Him actually having any sort of finale with Franco at the end.
Yes, I thought as a former nurse, I thought the shot was a little too low for him to just die that fast. You got to bleed out a little bit first, and then you'll go. So I was shocked that they just decided to kill him like that. That was it. I'm like, that didn't seem realistic. Again, we don't watch soap realism, I guess, but yeah. I was like, that didn't seem that realistic. It was a little too soon.
But you know, it's a soap opera, so he may not really be dead. I mean, they haven't had a funeral for him yet. The last time we saw him, they threw the sheet over his face. He may not really be dead. He may just be in the morgue holding out until nobody comes back in there. He might bounce out and come back at a later date. I'm just saying.
Because the way the paramedics rushed in there made it feel like, all right, there's some chance to save him. And then we just cut to later in the episode, them in the morgue.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, I guess that was abrupt.
That's it. That was abrupt. Mm. But yeah, I'm with you. I agree with you. I'm glad the storyline is over. But I do, because I've been on the show. I've been on the show in a while. I have enjoyed Brew. They were calling them because it's Bobby and Andrew. I kind of enjoy them together.
Yeah, I did. That'll be the nice thing that comes out of the storyline.
Yeah, I agree. The fact that Drew saved his life is probably going to create a different type of dynamic between the two of them, relationship-wise. And that'll be nice to see how that plays out.
I felt I kept getting annoyed by just like that. Like, every time that Betsy would want to cry out to, where's the Franco? And we never, a lot of the storyline happens without the two of them
see her actually talking? Did we actually see her talking to Drew and telling Drew? Or did he
we
just
did.
Say?
Yeah, we did.
And okay. Just the camera pulls away silently in that scene.
Yeah.
Oh, you said that last week.
Yeah.
I was like, really? Because I don't recall that dialogue ever happening. And then the next thing I know, Betsy told me. Really, boo? She told you that? I didn't hear her tell you that, but okay.
Yeah, we didn't hear it. It happened. It was implied.
All
right. Isn't it?
Where do you think this leaves Franco now? I mean, because certainly, when he comes on the show originally, just somebody that just wanted to obsessed with Jason. Wanted to mess with him, tear him down, and then, of course, he comes back with Roger Haworth playing him. Mm-hmm. So then we have the brain tumor. And then it seems like since then we've kind of been doing this slow kind of redemption tour, Franco. And this seems like the last...
You said the redemption tour.
...kind of piece to kind of like, hey, you know, he wasn't born this way. He was kind of made this way. And there's a lot of issues in his life that kind of made him for that person at that period of time when we first met him.
You know, I'm wondering if they are going to infiltrate a storyline that starts to investigate whether or not Franco is going to be a child molester too. Because that, you know what I mean? Because that came up. Because Liz was like, oh, the boys are waiting for you. I'm waiting for you to come back to the house. And he's like, yeah, I can't do that right now. And then he goes to see Kevin and expresses to Kevin that he is afraid that because of what happened to him, the odds of him recreating that with somebody else's child are greater than not. And I was like, I would hate to see that happen on the soap. I mean, we already got... what's her name? Kiki being chased after by the doctor. We don't need no more unsavory storylines on General Hospital right now.
It's funny for me. I kind of like that they were trying to delve into Franco's past that may have began this process. But that's a really good question. I have no idea where we're going to go with this at this point because it can go any direction. What I'm more interested for me is Drew because he's a character that came on as another character. So now we're fleshing out his life to separate him from Jason. And so I'm very happy about there. Actually, he has a mind of his own. He doesn't act the way Jason acts. He's fighting from all that. So I'm kind of like that. So the fact that if him and Franco become friendly, Jason's going to hate that, of course, because Jason still hates Franco. And rightly so. I understand why he hates him. But it's like they're separating the two more and more. They're twins. And as a twin myself, we're not the same person. So they're pushing him more to his own man, which I kind of like, actually. So I'm more interested in Drew's journey because they really haven't done, much with him. I mean, now we're getting some stuff. Hopefully, will come out of that.
Do you think once Jason finds out what happened, like, more of Franco's backstory, is this going to change even a little how he views Franco? No. He's just like, no matter what your backstory is, no matter brain tumor or not, you're just
isn't that Jason, though? Jason's very black and white, isn't he, in some ways?
Yeah, Jason is. There is no gray with Jason Morgan. Jason is black or white.
Yeah. Franco hurt people he loved. He remembers that. And he's also stunted by 5 years, where everybody else has kind of gone past
in real time.
In real time. Mm-hmm. So I think Jason's going to be like, I still hate him, probably. Yeah, I'm going to mad at him. But I like the fact that I want Drew and Jason to become friendly, too, at some point, because they are brothers, but I want them to be two separate entities, so I don't mind if Jason still hates Franco and Drew likes Franco. I have no problem with that.
It is nice to have just Franco have somebody that likes him.
Yeah, at least. Yeah. Besides Elizabeth. So
but I have a question for you, though, just to flip back just a second. So how are you feeling now that my two dads is gone?
Sad. Sad. Oh, my two dads.
I'm like, he went from BJ and the Bear, for you older fans like me, remember that show, to my two dads, to this. A molester.
He had a few other stops in between.
He went from my two dads to Chester the molester.
Exactly. Mike, Shady Sunday. I don't think anything else he did. I mean, not much difference.
Well, we learned how we all thought about that episode. But you know what? If you want to learn and grow in all aspects of your life, James Lott Jr. has got some important words for you.
Now, you know, for us to put on these shows, we have two great leaders, Kevin Undergaro and Maria Menounos, who was just here tonight. We actually got to see her and say hi to her. We did.
Oh, and I didn't get my selfie either.
And she'll take one with you usually, too. But she has this great podcast that comes out every Friday on iTunes. It's called Conversations with Maria, the podcast edition. And again, every Friday on iTunes. And she talks to celebrities. She talks to influencers, social influencers, everybody in between. She had a week where she did all these shows on pet care. So pet doctors and shelters and all different things. For me, because I'm a pet lover, it was great watching it. And it was some good stuff. She talks about finances, relationships, health, wellness. Whatever you like in your life, she talks about it, actually, and with some interesting people. So go to iTunes, subscribe, say that GH Report sent you here. GH Report. You know that name. Tell them when you go there, rate and comment on iTunes that they sent you here. Tell them that Frank sent you here, especially.
Excuse me, and Carla.
Frank was shaking his head. I'm like, Frank, tell. He sent you. But again, it's every Friday on iTunes, Conversations with Maria Menounos. Go and listen. You'll love it.
All right, then.
Let's go from something that we're kind of enjoying, but a storyline that is driving me bonkers.
Which one?
Well, there's many that are driving me bonkers.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, Frank.
Yeah. This is the continuing gaslighting of Carly by
Nell. Oh, my God. You ain't the only one that's
in this storyline.
Oh, please. I'm right there with you on that one up top. Don't leave me hanging.
Sorry. Hey, I'm the opposite, you guys.
No.
I'm the opposite.
No.
Sorry, I'm the opposite. Soaps are built on several things. Twins, fake deaths. Also, bad girls. We need bad girls. All the girls are good now.
But
I need
not
a bad girl.
Stupid bad girl. And, she is dumb as a freaking rock.
Yeah, I think that some bad girls are not as smart as other bad girls. But I like a bad girl. And so I'm totally disagreeing with you guys. I like Nell. I like her being bad. I like that she's gaslighting Cardi. Why not?
We got two bad girls. We got Carly and we got Amy.
Yeah, they're not bad.
But at least they're smart. That child is dumb.
She's young. So she's going
that's
on pure and she's going on pure whatever that is the excuse.
That's
she's annoying. Going on she's going
she
on
dumb.
She's going on pure emotion.
She's dumb.
Do you know the same things you knew when you were 20, 21 years old? 22?
Say what now?
Do you know the same things you knew back then?
Some things I do, yeah, because I was a very mature 21 years old, so there's that. But,
that's right.
Don't you be trying to call me out, James Lott Jr., former nurse.
Carla Renato on Living Biblically on CBS every other week.
That's right.
You're so funny. I'm glad they moved you to the bar. But anyway, that's story. From the library. See, I still give her shout-outs. Excuse me, Shay. I still give her shout-outs. She's so funny in there.
I have that giving her shade. Frank is like, what the hell is
going
on?
Here's the deal. This is the black side table. Here's what's going on. I think when I was that age, I knew a few things, but I know things I knew now. So of course it's some stupid stuff. And she's misguided. She's been misguided the whole time she's been on the show. That's what Nell does. So I'm enjoying that messing with Carly. It's almost payback for Carly for all things she did when she was young.
She is wearing me out because she is giving me fake Rebecca De Mornay from the Hand of Rock and Cradle, and I can't. So I am standing strong with Frank on that one. I'm like, if this doll, the moment that killed me the worst with that storyline was when she was in the garage. And she was writing a note on a plain white piece of paper, yeah. And then homeboy came and put the Chinese food menu on the wiper, and she dug down. First of all, why are you ducking down and you pregnant? So there's that. You're not going to be able to duck that low, and you got a belly in the way, so there's that. Then she gets up and she writes it on the back and puts it. I'm like, girl, you are doing way too much right now. I can't.
I got to support her. Kevin Pham says, James, I agree. Carly should be punished the way Carly treated Monica. But using another, now you're guessing this part. But using another dead woman's child to hurt Carly is so wrong. Yeah, so it's a soap. We don't watch realism. That's what Frank said.
That's right.
Well, there's that.
And Morgan wasn't like the saint either. So let's get over that for a second, too.
And there's that, too. I feel like
this gaslighting thing would have been more effective if Nell was going to do it, like, even somewhat closer to when Morgan had, you know, kind of been taken off the canvas. To do it this long after the fact, I was like, what? Oh, come on now. This is just a big pile of dumb.
It's just, right. And on top of that, the dumbness continues with friggin' Carly, because I'm like, really, diva? You gonna have everybody convincing you crazy over the shenanigans of the fake Rebecca De Mornay? I can't.
I would just, for the fact that her and Bobby can have a conversation about, like, well, who could be out to get you, and the fact that Nell's name never once comes into their mouth just makes me feel like, guys, please, write these characters to the top of their intelligence.
Yeah, and I agree with that, too, because I'm like, in all the conversations with Jason, when there's that scene with Jason and Carly and Sonny, not one person says, do you think maybe Nell is doing this to get back at you, Carly? Not one person says that.
Now, I will say, just to counter that, Meredith thinking because she's really after Michael, that she's not trying to go after Carly, maybe. That's why they haven't brought it up. They're thinking she's setting her sights strictly on Michael. So it's kind of hard to connect the dots of Morgan's, you know, scarf and all that stuff. They're thinking she's going straight for Michael. That's her focus. So he's not worrying about Carly.
I can't with her.
That's what I think she's thinking.
Also,
funny that together, they said. Me and you. I'm like, it's good. Sure. You and your show.
Hey, girl, go ahead.
We get what I like is what you all of a sudden, you for one scene, you realize, like, oh my gosh, these people have been like best friends, and we've never seen them together on camera until this moment. Oh, and that is Nell and Brad.
I had to say, I was a little like, I felt like a Frank moment for myself, too. I was like,
I had a moment about that, too. I was like, so they became besties when?
Yeah, exactly.
When he calls her on the phone, and she's like, oh, I'm famished. I've had such a day. And when she does it, I'm like, well, who the hell is she talking to? Who she got?
Right.
Who is her? Who is her friend?
Right. I know. I was like, Charles. I agree with that one. Now.
And then when she, she's sitting there, and Brad walks in, I was like,
Yep.
But now when they had the conversation, then I could understand why they bonded, because him and Lucas are trying to adopt a child, and she's having a baby, so he's kind of picking her brain about that, and like, I get it, but I'm like, as many shenanigans as he has had in Port Charles, she the last person he should be trying to be.
Well, Michael said that. Remember, Michael called him out. Said that, and Brad heard everything. But no, I was like, you. This is where me and Carly actually agree. I agree with this. I was like, yeah, it was kind of weird. But then when they sat down and talked, I said, okay, I can see them being friends and bonding. And also, he was a bad girl too. So they have a little bad past. They're both trying to, like, you know, Brad wised up though. Remember, he wised up for the love of a man. He wised up. So I think she hasn't gotten there yet. So, but I think he, you know, him and Britt were friends too. So I think they're trying to recreate that.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, she's not back on. I want Britt back. Bring the Brits back. I want her back. but they didn't. But I think that's what Brad's thing is. He likes the bad girls, and that's why they're close. And she defended him, and I kind of like that.
What I don't like about the storyline, though, is that Brad and Lucas, they're doing this adoption storyline, which just kind of gets dropped on us in little bits and pieces.
I know. Like, we never see them doing an application. We never see them being vetted for the process. We literally only hear about that storyline through bits and pieces of Brad's dialogue. That's it.
Yeah. Here's
and
my,
where the hell is Lucas?
Here's my rant. My first rant of the evening. I think the writers need to watch Days of Our Lives. They actually have a gay storyline that's really working on there. And they have like four or five gay characters on the show. Why are you not doing this General Hospital? You actually had Lucas was gay way before they did gay storylines on Days of Our Lives. We don't see Lucas. You barely do Brad. The storyline we have, we can't invest in it. We don't see it. How can we invest in it? And a lot of gays who are trying to adopt children, it would be a great learning storyline for people to watch, especially in the Midwest. That's my rant.
And love James Lott Jr. has spoken.
You know, it's been a while since we've had a good old James Lott Jr. old-fashioned rant there. And you're like, my gosh, I love that.
Yes.
You know, there's several ways you can tell us. And that's by giving us 5 stars on iTunes. You can subscribe to the YouTube channel. Give it a thumbs up while you're there. Like us on Facebook. And, of course, hop in the chat. James and Carla both have the chat up and running. Yep. So you can sing your praises to both of them. Tell them how much you can't stand me. And they'll be able to read that and enjoy that little chat.
Seriously, I am just, because I am gay, so I'm very upset that the storyline is not better. That's the one thing about the soap, I think all the soaps can do a better job, obviously. As long as the storyline is correct and kind of works as a soap, Days is doing it. And I just think General Hospital has this opportunity. They have Lucas, they have Brad, we know these characters, they're legacy characters, well, Lucas is a legacy character, we know him, he's part of a big family. I can't have this, like, I almost feel like Frank, you get a moment, he's with Carly and with Bobby, and they're all hugging him. Then you don't see him for like 5 weeks, and then get another moment. Like this is ridiculous. And I know that Ryan Carnes for a while was filming stuff, but I believe he's done. If I remember correctly, he's done.
I mean, think of the longest time that we've had Lucas and Brad together in a scene talking about anything.
It's been a really long time.
Yeah. It's been frustrating.
It's one-sided phone calls. I'm not having it. Don't like it.
And for the longest time when Brad was trying to pull some blackmail, Lucas was never around. We never got any consequences for anything that happened with Brad and any of that. So.
You know what? Even with the Lucas and Brad romance, like, even that was kind of, like, short-lived. Like, it was kind of here, there, everywhere. And then it was an established fact, again, through dialogue, that they were together. But you never saw the courtship go down for a long period of time. It just kind of happened, and then they were together. And you're like, well, damn, that was fast.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep, I agree.
Now, speaking of, children, well, we've got another storyline here that's been going on for quite some time. And that is the Heinrich, Pursuit for Heinrich. And they involve several characters. Of course, we got Maxie. We've got Heinrich / Peter August. We've got Nina, Valentine, Anna, Jason now. We've got Emma, Robert showing up this week.
I can't wait to go in on this one. Okay, so.
All right, lay it on us, Carl.
Okay, so this is how I'm feeling about that. I'm kind of annoyed at the fact that it's being drawn out by Anna and Jason. Like, we all know he and poor Charles. Really, y'all got on a plane and went to Switzerland? What you think you're going to find? Nothing. Then there's the whole thing. There's the whole scene with Lulu, Peter, and Maxie in the office. This is the moment that I loved. And I was like, really? Okay. When they told her, she said, oh, who's this book by? And they said, P.A. Sinclair. Oh, he's supposed to really be Heinrich Faison. And she drops the book.
That was funny.
For real, though? Okay. And then she tries to kind of go in on Lulu one more time, but it wasn't it wasn't a good read, like that read after the funeral. It was kind of
a good read after the funeral. That was a good read.
It was kind of like a womp-womp-womp read, you know, of her in that office. But the read that she really gave is when she gave it to Nina, which brings me to this point. So Nina is killing me because I think Nina is going to be the one to find out. Right? But then, because Ava's in that storyline now too, inadvertently. So I think Nina's going to end up being in that storyline. Somehow Ava going to find out. I mean, Nina's going to find out that Ava knows, because why did Ava take a picture of the results with her phone? I can't. What Ava doing too much. And then she's doing too much. And then that was the other thing. So speaking of moments that we never see happen, and then all of a sudden you just see the people there. So there's a discussion about taking Emma on the trip to Switzerland. And then there's no other discussion about it. And the next thing we see, Emma is in the hotel room in Switzerland trying on dresses.
Yeah. So that's going to do it for this episode of the
JS Report. I know. I was like, she said it all. Covered it. So I'm like, see you later. Thanks for coming.
I'm just saying.
I didn't know where to begin. You said so much. I didn't know where to begin. I'm like, wow.
But it was all tied in.
No, it was good. Said, I know where to begin. I'm like, I don't know where do we begin, Frank? I'm like,
so this is where we begin.
All right. So first, the one thing that's irritating me most about the storyline is Anna.
Okay.
And we talked about this too last week. Anna's storyline since Duke died, it's been a lot of just just angst. And I mean, and we have the opportunity to either have a relationship with Andre or now with
Finn.
Yeah,
I'm sad about those, yeah.
We never get to see those blossom to see at least give her character a little bit other aspects than just the doom and gloom.
And,
we didn't see her with either one of them this week.
No.
She did talk to
She talked to Finn.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, usually there's like a big, long, drawn-out scene with both of them. And this week it was like, let me ask you a question. And then she was off to Switzerland. I'm like, I can't.
How are you liking where Anna's at right now?
Okay, so start with Anna. Okay, so with Anna, I agree with you. But I am liking the storyline. She's trying to find her son. And I like her and Jason working together. I think it's a very interesting pairing. They do respect each other. And they're both very straightforward. And he's kind of on to her a little bit. That there's something going on. And she's trying to protect. I mean, like, she's smart. I like when she's smart. She's a smart woman. He's a smart guy. I kind of like their pairing because he's one side of the law. She's on the other side of the law. But she's not so much on the other side of the law. She kind of has done things, a little gray area for her, too. I like the pairing. I kind of like that they're doing this. And, you know, I love me some Brooklyn Ray Silzer. That's my girl. Shout out to her. So I'm glad Emma's back. And she's just, I mean, she's Robin's daughter, her granddaughter. I like the whole thing, her being part of it, kind of. I like it.
I feel like it's getting more and more frustrating the way that Anna will deflect the point where anybody pushes her. Like, why is it so important that you find Heinrich?
Because she's his mom.
Yeah.
Well, of course, but she's not telling that to anybody.
Right.
The only one
she told is Andre.
She can.
She can. All she has to say, like, that's my child.
Please.
What's stopping her?
No, because if she does tell somebody, then they'll be like, and how long have you known that? And why didn't you tell anybody? Right. Did you know that when Faison was alive? Really? You knew that? Why didn't you tell? Like, it'll be all of that. And I'm like, I can't watch that.
But you know what? All those scenes you described are going to happen the minute that it does come out. Everybody's going to be having those scenes with Anna. How long did you know about this? Well, since he was born. That's how long I've known about it.
That's what I'm saying. Well, what happened? How did you end up pregnant by faith? I'm like, I can't.
Get ready for those scenes.
I don't need for that to be reiterated one more time. I can't take it.
I just find it. I'm getting annoyed by her just deflecting constantly. I'm just like,
that doesn't bother me as much.
Oh.
As much.
Bye, Felicia.
But I don't mind. I don't mind her. I don't mind them going to fake Switzerland. It's fine. And maybe because it brought Robert back. So I'm like, they could be some fun.
But you know, they're going to squander him just like they do anytime they bring Mac or Felicia in. They give him like a scene or two and then get out of here.
We will see this week, obviously, right?
I love how she closed the door in his face, though.
I was like, who on the other side
of that door? She was like, I was like, oh, wow, really? You just closed the door in his face? All right.
Yeah.
And then gave Jason that suit. What are you, a 42 regular? Here you go. I'm like, wow, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So now you a stylist, too. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, he goes, you should ask Carly. That's what he said. You should ask Carly. She'd know. I'm like, that's kind of funny. She would know.
As we're talking with Anna, I will say that the lamest scene that I saw ending this week is when we have Jason walking down the hall and seeing Sam, but it's only from his perspective. I hate when soaps do that.
I know. They should have had him go. They should have had him do this where he goes, oh, my God, it's you, and like not say anything.
Yes.
But they showed a preview for next week, and you know, we obviously it's Sam, so she's back.
I forgot about that moment. I think I blocked it out.
Yeah, it was kind of the filming was really interesting. The way they filmed, the way they shot it.
They only showed it from his perspective, so you never saw her, and we're not going to see her. Everything's going to be from his perspective because this thing has gone on vacation. She's somewhere with a masseuse on her back going rub, rub, dub. Yeah.
Well, she's
going
to be with him next week on Monday.
They showed the back of her head or her face. He was saying about, he was talking about why he's here or something.
Ugh.
But I will say this. I am kind of ready for them to kind of start to get closer. I mean, I know that once it comes out that Peter August is Henry Faison is going to change the direction of the storyline. I know that's going to happen. And so, I mean, there's too many rants.
Well, let's just start with one.
Okay.
Lay it on us, James Jr.
I don't like if I'm trying to push Maxie and Peter together. I hope there's some good fallout when she finds out he's Heinrich.
Oh, she's going to go in.
But I hope she doesn't go in and then like him.
She already like him.
So she's gonna go in on him
for a couple of reasons. She's gonna go in on him because she like him and he lied to her and was all up in her face and all up in her apartment trying to act like he didn't know what time it was.
I know.
And then she's gonna go in on him like, how come you couldn't tell me? You can trust me. Why couldn't you tell me? And then she's gonna have that moment where she's gonna forget all of that and just go off because she's like, oh, so when you gave me that book and you were trying to push me to read that book, you knew the whole time that you were the person that wrote the book. Please, I can see it coming.
I know. I mean, everything you said is true. That's why I hate. That's why I'm upset. That's why I don't like it. I don't like this. Like, don't put them together. I don't like it.
You know what's going to happen? She's going to have one of those big blowouts with him and then go into labor. And it's only the two of them.
Yes.
And nobody around. He's got to deliver that baby. He's got to deliver it.
Oh, that's going to be. What if he delivers the baby and then he bounces with the baby? And then they got to come after him.
Okay,
with the baby.
Nina and Ava. And the baby.
I'm just saying. Yeah. And then I have to go after him with that baby. Ooh, child, that could be good.
I feel like it's interesting with Heinrich/Peter. He's playing with fire this whole time. Mm-hmm. He just
he told Valentine, I am not leaving. And Valentine looked at him like, you are a stupid idiot. That's how he looked at him.
No, Valentine is selfish. Valentine wants him to leave.
But he's still speaking the truth, though. When he said it, he was speaking the truth.
He was speaking the truth. But Valentine is just mad because it's going to blow his life up in 1,000 pieces because Nina is going to let him. It might cause Nina to have a psychotic break.
But I will say, my other mini rant is the character of Lulu.
Yes.
She's a Spencer. Cheese and crackers. This chick's a Spencer. What the F are you doing to her? She is like the most unlikable character on the show. Like, I totally don't like her. When she comes on, I have this visceral reaction when I see her. And the actress is lovely. I mean, Ryland's great, and I love to know this stuff. This is not, you're not doing her justice. This is not a good storyline. Maxie should not be friends with her ever. She keeps going, I'm going to get out. No, it's the story. I'm going to get out. And the story, like, Maxie should never like you ever again. Yeah. Oh my goodness! I would hate you. I would call you all kinds of bitches, and we would not be friends again, ever again. I don't know what they're doing to this character. It's she's a horrible character.
Yeah, it's thank you, Peter. You always have a way of telling me just exactly what I need. Oh, to
hear. Oh, yes. Horrible character. Horrible. But the scene that I did like this week, that I loved very much, my girl Michelle Stafford plays Nina. And Miss Kirsten Storms, who plays Maxie, their scenes together when we're talking on the couch.
Oh, yeah, that was lovely.
That was very lovely. That was realistic.
That was lovely. When she told her, you are smothering mm-hmm. me. Yeah. Do you promise not to smother me? And she was like, yes. I was like, oh, that was lovely. At least I was glad that they had that moment mm-hmm. and that they weren't yelling and screaming at each other. Yes. And it didn't turn into that.
I agree.
I mean, I was glad that they were able to have that conversation with some civility attached to it. Because
I agree.
I was like, okay. Maxie was like, so you gonna be my coach, right? And then she's like, yeah. And then she was like, okay, it's this afternoon. And then what happens? The afternoon rolls around, and she late again. And Maxie's about to have a nervous breakdown because she's feeling like she got to reschedule this class again. And she's getting nervous because she's like, okay, if I have to keep rescheduling these classes, what's going to happen when mm-hmm. I actually had a baby? Mm-hmm. Is this dog going to show up? Or what's the dealio?
Yeah, everybody's taking their sweet time. Nell and Nina. Oh, yeah. We'll take sweet time to get to this. Nell's got plenty of time to do some gaslighting.
Yes.
Before she gets to her baby coaching yes. classes.
That actually is very funny. That's a good point.
So we do see it when they do get there. Michael and Maxie, they team up since neither of them have who they're supposed to be there with. So they team up together, and then we get to have that nice scene with Nell, and she's just staring at Maxie for the longest time.
Well, fans were writing to me asking me. I kept saying, well, aren't they kind of pseudo cousins? Like, weren't they kind of raised? And someone said they weren't really raised that way, but because of the Tony Jones and Frisco Jones. I mean, I'm like, but aren't they all part of the same family, so to speak? The whole Scorpio Jones Spencer thing. I mean, it's much like I put them together. I never saw Maxie and Michael be together.
And I don't think this is an attempt to put them together. I think it's just an attempt to just drive Nell.
Well, I know, but people were saying we should see them together. I'm like, really? Them together?
Maybe them kikiing on the floor and her just standing there watching them. That was pure comedy. Because I was like, I was expecting her to whip out a knife or something and just go off the rocker because she was having a nervous break. And then when she finally did walk in and was like, and Maxie read her and was like, well, you can find a spot over there. Never mind the fact that Michael is the father of her baby. She's like, yeah, you can find a spot. Maxie's like, yeah, you can go over there somewhere. And then here comes Nina. Am I late? She's like, no, you're right on time. Come on, Michael. And she helps Michael up off the floor. I'm like, that was shady.
Oh, shade. I love it.
That was a shady boots moment mm-hmm. for days. I was like,
But the people are liking Maxie and Michael together. I tell you, people are talking about. I just said, I'm like, really?
It was kind of cute.
Okay, she's like, it's not cute.
Well, because they dabbled a little bit with kind of bringing back Kiki and Michael for a little bit. They, you kind of saw those scenes.
Yeah, and
that's
kind of
faded off in the back now that she's more invested in this Dr. Bench storyline.
But it actually would make more sense to have Michael
and Maxie
get involved with Maxie because then that would really give Nell a reason to go off the rails. Like, if she hasn't gone crazy before now, that will send her right over the edge.
And Carly likes Maxie. Carly has a problem with Maxie. So mm-hmm. they'll be fine. It'll be fine. It would be a fine somebody. But I like that Michael was trying to date somebody else, and they got rid of that chick, of course. I'm like,
oh, yeah, that one. Well, you know it was bad when the first date would turn into, like, some kind of weird job interview.
Yes.
Like, get along.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
ain't happening.
Wait, y'all, I have something to say. So a couple of people in the chat room are like, where is Dante?
Yeah, I know.
Like, how come Dante can't wrangle his wife? They're like, that's where true. Is he? Get your wife.
Dante's busy dealing with his grandfather right now. He's dealing with his grandfather. That's what he's dealing with.
So one other aspect of the Heinrich Peter story is also Griffin and Ava. And Griffin wrestling with what do I do with these tests? And I know
that's getting on my nerves.
Is.
That's my nerves.
Like,
too.
First of all, why are you rolling around town for 2 weeks with the results right. in the front pocket of your briefcase where your nosy ass girlfriend can see them? That's the first thing. I'm like, I'm gonna need you to get your life and do better.
But weren't you sad? Were you kind of mad though when she did look at him? Was like, oh girl, you were doing so
no,
well.
No, because it's Ava.
I know, but I was hoping she.
I was mad that she looked at him, but I was even more pissed off when they showed her phone and showed that she took a picture of it. I was like, really, Diva, you took a picture of it? And this is the thing: it's what does she have to gain from that? It still says patient A and patient B. It's not like there's names attached to it.
I don't understand why the Griffin's explanation of like this is just. Doctor-patient confidentiality. It's right. like, I can't.
Again.
And that for her, that means nothing. And she takes it, but she takes it as an offense. She, like she's offended.
Insecure. Because she's insecure. Yeah. But this is the thing. Again, if it's a patient-doctor confidentiality, why is your behind rolling around town with them in the front pocket of your briefcase for 2 weeks?
Because of soap.
Yeah.
Well, there's that.
Yeah, you know, that's what they do. That's what they do in soaps.
Well, there's that.
The director and writer says you're going to carry that around for 2 or 3 weeks, and we're going to make everybody see what's going on, and make Ava bad again because she's going to look at it, and you'll get mad. Yeah,
I can.
I know. And I did like Griffin's fever dream about everything going to hell in a handbasket.
That was actually kind of funny.
Maxine. They're all Miss Bubbles is like she said. Griffin used to be a priest, so why is he have a problem keeping secrets? I know. He's a priest. He kept all kinds of secrets.
I'm sure people told him many.
Oh, all
kinds
of stuff. All kinds of stuff.
But, you know, I mean, how often does somebody tell you that? Oh, yeah, I'm really the son of a notorious...
I'm really a psychopath. I'm really a psychopath, and I'm going to do this blood test without you knowing it so I can find out you the son of a psychopath, yep. And it is that, so...
So, yep. I guess we're just waiting for Ava to keep sticking her and sticking yep. and sticking her nose into it until it's finally just going to blow up.
Well, you're right, she's secure, so of course she's going to do this,
you know,
course.
I have a feeling she might team up with Nell in a minute, because remember, she was all about leave Carly alone, oh, leave yeah. Carly alone, leave Carly alone, until... Carly mm-hmm. told her that she needed to wait until 6 o'clock
sure
to pick
did.
Up Avery.
I was like, was
and
it the
Ava
morning
kinda
time?
Snapped.
Was it the morning time?
It was,
like, watch the clock,
she,
clock.
Because she had on a robe.
Yeah,
everything.
I was like, 6 o'clock. That's all day long.
I was like, she said, she wants me to wait here all day long. And then Nell's like, see, I told you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I did like mm-hmm. in that scene right before when Griffin goes to leave and Ava's like, I love you. I'll see you later.
I know. Nell called it out. Nell was shady. She called it out.
She was shady boots. That was mm-hmm. shade. Because I caught that. I was
me
like,
too.
Ooh, that was
me
shady
too.
Boots.
I know.
I'm like, he didn't even say I love
no,
you
he
back.
Didn't.
And her face cracked. My heart broke for her in that moment.
Me too.
But then she went back in the apartment. And then Shell was like, mm-hmm, yeah. I mean, Shell.
Yeah,
Shell. Nell was like, mm-hmm, yeah. I caught that he didn't say
I love you back.
And mm-hmm. Ava had this look on her face like she wanted to punch her in her throat.
Okay. I know she did. She did. She was like, she wanted to say, bitch, don't call me out.
She wanted to punch her in her throat.
Do not call me out.
I wish she had just punched down her throat and just beat her butt right there. Like, just Ava, whoop her butt just one good time.
Show
them
how it's done. Show them how it's done.
Just hit that fake Rebecca De Mornay hand that rocked the cradle in her throat just one good time.
Now, actually, I agree with Carla. That's a fight I'd like to see. Because Ava would like let her know. Let me show you how the old folks do it. She'd give her a whooping. She'd give her a whooping. She would. You best believe she'd give
she
her a whooping.
She would snatch them extensions
exactly.
out the back of that girl's head
yes,
and it
would
be a wrap, honey.
Because Ava,
you see that
Ava cut, out,
spot,
Ava cut out a baby. So she don't care. I don't know if Nina cut out a baby. But Ava survived it. She survived the baby cut out of her so she can handle anything.
Yeah, I mean, she impressed her, dressed as her own sister.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Her own sister, Denise Damuro, or whatever, yes.
Denise DiMuccio?
DiMuccio.
Yeah,
DiMuccio. Yes.
I hated that
me
story.
Me too. That was bad, too.
With the black hair, I'm like, yeah. I can't.
Yeah,
that was a particular low point
yes.
for the yes. show. That time. Holy cow. So, of course, we got Ava and Griffin there. What do you think? Which relationship is going to blow up first? We've got Ava and Griffin. We've got Heinrich and Maxie. And then we've also got, there was one other one. Valentina and Nina. Which one blows up first?
I think
good
they're
question.
All going to blow up at the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big reveal. It's going to be a big umbrella reveal, which, you know, Jared Russell does it a lot. And it's going to affect all three couples.
Do you think all three blow up? Do you think yeah. one withstands it?
I think they're all going to blow up. I think the Ava and Griffin thing is actually the lesser of the three evils, if you think about it. Just, she snooped. Okay, she snooped. But I think the other two, it's going to go down.
I feel like
it's going to go down.
You know what's going to happen? Let's talk about this moment that we skipped over for a second. Yeah. Let's talk about the fact that Peter was on the floor with that damn lighter that
yes,
everybody's looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Playing with the lighter with the big ass CF.
Yes.
On
yes.
the side.
Yes.
he's going to be on the floor or behind that desk at some point playing with that pewter lighter, and somebody's going to catch him and put two and two together, and that's when it's going to blow up.
Boy.
Or he's going to leave it somewhere, or he's going to inadvertently pull it out and use it. Like, that's when, that's, I think that's probably going to be the moment where people, like, where it all, like, you know, falls apart and blows up and people start having a nervous breakdown. Because all of a sudden, we didn't see nothing. We didn't hear about that lighter. No. We didn't know nothing about that lighter till this week. Now, multiple times this week, we've heard about this pewter lighter and seen him sitting on the floor in the dark in the corner, flipping it on and off.
Right.
With the single flame. I'm like, really? I can't.
Who carries lighters anymore? Jeez.
Smokers?
Apparently, Faison's do.
Yeah, no, yeah.
And like, the cigarillo users.
A cigarillo. So I'm like, okay, we're not in Europe.
So, we're talking about Ava. So we got Avery in the mix. And we also have Mike. So that's another big storyline.
Yeah.
Oh, that broke my heart, too. Because I'm like, where the hell did he go?
I'm going through that right now in real life. Right now, someone has my close to me has dementia, early stage dementia, and it's really they're capturing all the emotions so realistically. There's times I have to turn off TV because it's a little too much for me. It's really Ron Gale's doing a great job playing Mike, and Sonny again. Like I said earlier, there's some characters who are not getting on my nerves these days. Sonny's not getting on my nerves. Sonny's being a son. And watching Michael deal with him and Dante, it's been very interesting. And him talking to Carly and everything, it's very interesting to watch his mannerisms, how he's happy one second, forgetful the next, he's trying to find his glass. I mean, I literally am going through this right now. So it's very, very hard to watch. I think it's a great. They're doing a great job.
Do you want to see an accurate portrayal of this? Because they, at the beginning when he was first diagnosed, they say it could be anywhere from 4 to 7 years.
Yeah.
This could run its course.
Yeah.
Would you want to see this be kind of a slow burn storyline for that kind of realistic length of time, or would you want to have him kind of like soap it up and make it come to a more speedier resolution?
I think it's a good question. I would like to go for a while. They keep my confidence. They have to show him all the time. They can show us going through. They can go in and out on the storyline and show periods where he's really feeling it, and because that's how it is in real life. There's times when they're okay for a while, and then there's times they start slipping and they're putting pots in the bathtub or whatever. Like they don't know why they're doing it. So I don't mind. I mean, that'd be 7 years, but I mean, I don't mind it going on for another year or so, possibly, if they did this. But they can go in and out, and if they have other storylines in between, I think I have no problem with that. But I think it should be realistic, and he could literally be a character for a while on the show, just have dementia.
But they've already sped it up a little bit.
They have a little bit, yes.
They've already sped it up, and now they're dealing with that whole storyline with Sonny where there's a possibility that he may be compromised with a murder that he did in the fields of Croydon or something.
Croydon or something,
So, that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Because what's going to be interesting is to see how Sonny reacts to that. Like, if Sonny finds out that Mike is the one that knows where the body is or knows where the body was moved, or because he does have Alzheimer's, like they said in the dialogue during this week at various times, that he just pops off at the mouth and is not aware of what's coming out of his mouth or who he's popping off to. So they're afraid that he's going to pop off to the wrong person and implicate Sonny, and they're trying to figure out how to cover that up. And that's going to be a whole interesting thing for Sonny in that storyline with the whole dementia thing playing out. You know what I mean?
Well, the hardest thing about that is just that Mike seems to have knowledge of events that he, as far as Sonny knows, never
didn't
witnessed.
Know. Right.
So how does he have this information? And we don't know exactly
maybe
how
he got it
he's
through his mom. Maybe he got it from Sonny's mom.
I'm afraid to cough.
Uh-oh. James, are you okay?
She's going to get me.
James, what's happening?
I'm not going to get you for coughing. It's one thing to cough in the studio doing a talk show and another to be coughing in the scene and ain't nobody acting like you coughing. Like, what the hell is that?
Oh, God, I love it. Thank you.
But every time I watched that, and it particularly hit me that one day, like I said, where she literally was walking out of the scene and was hacking.
Saying.
And I was like, is anyone going to say anything to her? Like, seriously?
The other part of that, I would like to watch Jordan speak too, was her coming into the hospital beginning of the week to talk to Elizabeth and Drew about what happened with Franco and my two dads. And she saunters into that hospital like she doesn't have a care in the world. Like, you were called here because somebody's been abducted. And she just saunters into that hospital.
Pretty.
She looked great, but she had, you know, no speed to this.
Because she has the love of her real-life man, Anthony Montgomery. That's why. That's why she sauntered in.
Shady Sunday.
We've had it. We've asked you in the show
Shady
before.
Sunday. Shady Sunday.
All right. So we'll do a few predictions to wrap us out about a couple different storylines.
Ooh, okay for the music.
Look at that.
TV predictions.
The prediction snake's gonna bite you.
It's gonna get you. My big prediction is that Anna and Jason are gonna be the one of the last ones to find out that Heinrich is Peter is Heinrich. I think everybody's gonna find out before they do. They're gonna go on this wild goose chase for a while, do all this stuff, and it's gonna come out before they even get to that conclusion. And I think it's gonna be either who about you about think it's gonna either out them. It's either gonna be Ava, it's gonna subscribe between Ava and him, or it's just gonna come out.
I think Nina and Curtis are gonna be the ones that find out.
Okay, I can see that.
And I think that
oh my Curtis.
I think
You understand.
I can't even see, but I know.
The Jonell, hashtag Jonell. You don't even understand the history between me and Donnell Turner.
What I did, like, of course, Curtis, a great private eye, as he would tell you. But I like in that scene where after he talks with Nina, he goes, well, if we can't find anything about Peter August as an adult, what about as a child? And then he just hops onto Spider Finder.
Right.
Peter August birth record. Like
it's going to instantaneously pop up. And is it that Peter August? Like, there might be more than one person named Peter August. Like,
I believe anything that Curtis Donald Turner does.
I think that Nina and Curtis are going to find out first. And I think after they find out, it's going to be Valentine. And then it's going to be the race for Valentine to try to cover it up, to cover up his involvement in all of it so that he can save face with Nina.
I think Emma's going to find out.
Why not? Well, that would make sense.
If you're going to bring her in, you got to give her something to do. Right? I mean, what's the point?
That would be hilarious. If Emma's like, I know who you are. Hey, they had that would be very fun. They had Spencer going against Valentina at one point.
Oh, right. When they had Spencer on there, Spencer was always finding out stuff. That was a good call.
I'll go with that. Me too. I'll go with that too.
I could get with that.
Me too.
But see, I feel like the other thing too is like Valentina's already got so many skeletons in the closet. If it's not this, it's going to be the thing with Claudette that's just looming in the background.
Claudette. Oh, yeah, I forgot that too. Yeah.
That we know that she's still alive and she's somewhere. And
well, the prediction is the baby will be Hayden and Finn's. That Brad and Lucas will be getting. oh my God, that's so cute! That was so cute!
That was pure
I
vanity.
Love that. That was so cute.
But then, why would you adopt it into the same town as the father of that baby?
Bring back Rebecca Buddick, that's why. I love me some Hayden.
Like James Light Jr. would say, because it's a soap.
Okay, thank you. This is a soap.
Great.
That little baby song is great.
We also have the journey of the Hamilton and Harrison boys.
Hamilton, that makes me laugh every time. Hamilton and Harrison. Okay. Ex-presidents. I love it. And my middle name's Harrison, so I love that name, of course.
Watch him paint dry. I'm sorry.
He's cute, though. He's really cute.
But it would mean more to me if they at least tell us why that they're just...
Yeah, I know. Give me more of that.
Finn's like, I really don't want to have a relationship
with him. Sure doesn't.
First of all, why is he the only police officer that's always answering a call of a sudden?
Right.
Now all of a sudden he the only officer Port Charles Police Department got? I can't.
I can look at him all day. It's fine.
Take care of Lulu. That's a...
We ain't seen Dante, though. We don't know where the hell Dante is.
Get a couple days off.
And Lulu is on the loose. So Lulu
is on the loose. You can say that. Lulu is on the loose.
He's trapped under something heavy.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know what? That's going to do it for this episode of the JH Report. Ladies and gentlemen, first off, before we do anything else, let's give a round of applause for the man who made this possible for us to be here every single Sunday, James Lott Jr.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is incredible expertise and losing a bet and forcing me, he had to have me on the show. We wouldn't be here every single Sunday to annoy you with our thoughts. But as always, folks, you know what you can do? You can like us on Facebook. Give us those 5 stars on iTunes. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Give it a thumbs up while you're there. Thanks, everybody, for hopping in the chat. We appreciate all your feedback and thoughts. But if you want to continue the conversation with any of us, even after the show's over, James Lott Jr., where can they find you?
You know, everywhere. You know that. My new book is out, 6=1, on Amazon. My album is out, the 5-song EP. Go anywhere on Amazon and iTunes. It's everywhere. You can follow me where all James Lott Jr.'s are, at James Lott Jr.
Oh, and you can find me at thecurvyfilmcritic.com and at the Curvy Critic across all social media platforms. And you can always catch me before the GH Report right here at Black Hollywood Live with Black Tomatoes.
I noticed no free copies of either the album or the book.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
But that's cool. I mean, whatever, James. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, or don't. You know, James, I'll tell you.
Sunday.
James Lytle Jr. will tell you that's a tremendous waste of time to follow me. So, but if you want to do so, it's at Happy Go Jackie. Folks, thanks so much for joining us. We'll be back next time with another new edition of the GH Report right here on AfterBuzz TV.
Bye!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro. From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.